Welcome to Anchored in Astrology. I'm Deborah Clement, and experience has shown me that a definite connection exists between the planets and our lives. As an astrologer, my purpose is to help you make the most of your planetary placements and cycles, especially the ones that challenge you. Whether it's your career, relationships, or any other concerns you have, call in, write in, or just listen in and learn how being anchored in astrology can benefit you. Welcome. This is Anchored in Astrology, and I'm your host, Deborah Clement. And today I've got a very, a really great show. And we're going to be talking about the astrology of shock and trauma, and also how to heal from it. And my guest is returning guest, medical astrologer Eileen Nauman. And what we're going to be talking about, just before I bring Eileen on, I just want to tell you, it's a subject, certainly a topic that's of great interest to me. As an attorney, I did a lot of work. I worked on behalf of child advocacy, children who were abused or neglected, and I worked with a lot of women in domestic violence. And so I came across many of my clients, and even those I volunteered with, who suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. Some maybe did not make the exact clinical diagnosis, but they certainly had a lot of the symptoms. And as an astrologer, when I examine charts, very often I can see these indicators of abuse, you know, or of violence in the chart. And so Eileen is here today to tell us about some of the astrological signatures about shock and trauma, and really to tell us really what trauma is, because a lot of people, you don't need to have, you know, gone to Iraq or Vietnam. And that's what, back in, for those of you who remember, post-traumatic stress disorder, after Vietnam, we started hearing a lot about it. You know, back during the World Wars, they called it battle fatigue. But it is real, it is serious, and there's also a physical connection, with that, which Eileen is going to really educate us all about. She certainly educated me. And so, Eileen, I want to welcome you to the show, and thank you so much for coming back.
Well, thank you, Deborah. I'm really happy to be here and to team up with you on this topic, because it's pervasive. It's an epidemic around the world, and it's about time we got the information out there, not only what it is, but how we can fix it.
Yeah, because I want to say, traditionally, you know, speaking, when someone is diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, what they are told is that this is a lifelong illness. It's sort of like as if it's incurable, and you're never going, you know, you're going to get to a certain point, and that's it. And I know you've made some really fascinating, I want to say, discoveries and connections. But I think the best way to start is to let you explain to the audience, what exactly is trauma? How do you define trauma?
Well, trauma comes in many guises and in many ways. Most people think when you say PTSD or you've been traumatized that you've come out of an abusive household. And that's about all they can come up with. But trauma is defined by the individual. And what I'd sort of like to do is segue into the planets, because that's really going to start peeling back and helping people understand just who is open to trauma and who gets traumatized more easily than perhaps other people do. Are you okay with that?
I am great with that.
Okay. So what I want to do is talk about the signature for PTSD and trauma. And we have a list of what I call the usual suspects. The first one is Mars. Mars rules violence. It rules violence in any way, shape, or form, whether it's physical trauma, like hitting your child or hitting your spouse. It's abusive insofar as being verbal trauma, or it can be emotional trauma, like calling your child, you're saying you're overweight, you look ugly. That's abusive. And also there is spiritual trauma. So Mars, on another plane, playing field, rules the adrenal glands. And the adrenal glands are two little triangular endocrine glands that sit right on top of each of our kidneys. And it contains two natural hormones. One is cortisol and the other is adrenaline. And these are what we call our fight or flight glands. And if we feel threatened or in an unsafe environment, the first thing that shoots out of those adrenal glands is cortisol. And then if we know that we are in a situation where we're going to get killed, then the adrenaline shoots into the bloodstream also. So Mars, first of all, is the first thing that we want to look at in the chart. And how we want to look at this is that it has to have three or more hard aspects to it. Hard aspects are defined as a conjunction with another planet, a square, an inconjunct, or an opposition. All of those, especially if you have a Mars with three or more hard aspects in your chart, I can guarantee you that more than likely you probably have PTSD or you have some level of shock and you need to be listening to this program. The next player on it is Uranus, and Uranus is the planet of shock and trauma. And this means anything sudden that would happen to us, it could be a car accident. In an older person, it could be just falling down. And believe me, when an elderly person falls down, their entire system and entire body goes into serious deep shock, and they don't recover from it very easily either. So Uranus, I mean, it could be getting struck by lightning. You could have been in a train wreck or an airplane crash or a potential one. And so Uranus has to be involved in this in some way, shape, or form. Sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's Mars with the next planet, which is Pluto. And Pluto is the big player in PTSD because Pluto rules all the endocrine glands in our body, including the adrenal glands. And so with PTSD, you know, a Mars-Pluto aspect is usually prominent. If it is not Mars-Uranus, it is Mars-Pluto. Pluto also is the keeper of our unconscious contents, and so a lot of times the person gets and receives some kind of PTSD trauma when they're very young, and our brain is set up such that if the trauma is so horrendously bad, it will actually stop the memories from coming down to our conscious lower mind. And so what Pluto does is it throws it back into the unconscious bat. But that doesn't mean that the cells in our body, the bones in our body, the muscles in our body don't remember that trauma, because they do. And so it acts out, but it acts out on what we call a Pluto or unconscious level. Now, the big player in this is the moon. And the moon basically rules our emotions. And this is where we are all vulnerable. Anybody that's going to get any kind of abuse or any kind of PTSD or trauma, their moon is absolutely going to be afflicted in this dance of this signature. And again, we're all down here to learn, and unfortunately on Earth as a school for all of our spiritual movement and hopefully evolvement, we have to go through pain, suffering, and trauma in order to evolve, which I think is the pit. But that's how it is down here. And so the moon becomes a very vital player in all of this. The other is Chiron, and Chiron is called the wounded healer, and very often you will see Chiron playing a direct part in the PTSD symptom signature. And the last one, the one that really sets us up for this, is Neptune. And this is this has been a fascinating thing for me. Neptune is about our sensitivity to everything. And a person, if they look in their chart and they got Neptune either conjunct the midheaven, which is their 10th house cusp, or the ascendant, or Neptune trine another planet, what this does is it opens you up and makes you far more sensitized to your environment than you would be ordinarily. Neptune makes us far more vulnerable and far more open to every energy around if we have it in our natal chart. So you can have a Neptune trine your sun, and that's just going to make you 10 times more sensitive to everything than you would have been ordinarily. And so Neptune, even though it might be a trine, is working against you. It's not working for you. So the sensitivity, for instance, trauma is defined by the individual. And if you have a strong Neptune in your chart, you know, it could be that your father just glares at you, and that's enough to traumatize you. Whereas somebody else who didn't have that particular situation in their chart, the glare would just bounce off you, and it would be no problem, and it would not create some kind of shock or trauma deeper in your psyche as a result of that. So these are basically the players
that we look at. And, you know, just as an aside, because you're talking about Mars and Pluto,
uh-huh.
You know, in aspect, And this I know, if you analyze the charts of people like your heavyweights, your featherweights, your fighters, your prize fighters, a lot of athletes with this, that I always think they're pounding the heck out of each other. It's very common. They have Mars, Pluto, either squares or conjunctions. Some have the oppositions, but you've got it only because when I think of that, and I can never get that, to be honest, as a, quote, sport, but just the whole violent aspect of it, that this is actually what they do for a living as well.
Right, and see, Mars also rules testosterone. So, you know, it brings up the male energy, and on its bad side, its dark side, it's about violence against other people or you doing violence to others. And in all of these cases, these men are all traumatized. They all have PTSD. It's just a question of how bad is it.
Well, that's what I was thinking, to be honest, as you were speaking, and I was thinking about this and what they do, and I was thinking, you know, wow. And the other thing I just wanted to comment on, even just to give an example to the listeners, is, you know, you mentioned and you said even if we don't, like, the body, the muscles remember, you know, remember. And certainly if you're training for a sport like tennis, they'll call it muscle memory from doing the repetitive action. But I can tell you, because I knew someone who was traumatized, and it happened around their birthday, and it was the very end of the summer. And so, of course, every year, many years around a birthday, she'd get depressed. And you can understand that, because you think, well, you know, it's the birthday and it's the anniversary. But what would really happen is you'd get the beginning of May or sometimes even in April, and, you know, out of nowhere, you'd get these really hot summer days. Well, when you got these unexpected hot summer days in April or May, she plunged into a total depression. And it was the kind of thing where nobody could sort of figure out why. And it was that association, because she is so, the heat, that intense heat. And the body, even though consciously maybe she wasn't thinking of it or remembering it, the body does remember.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, everything connected with PTSD, which we'll get into here after your break, you know, it could be heat, it could be a sound, it could be a smell, it could be somebody or just seeing, you know, a wreck or something like that can trigger all of these different cascade of symptoms.
Yeah, and the last comment I just want to make about the combinations that you're talking about in the planetary, let's say the signatures, I love it, the usual suspects, because in one person's chart that I have, I can say that Mars is conjunct three planets that I can think of off the top of my head. All four of them are square the moon.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So,
well, that,
you know,
that person has definitely, you know, gotten some abuse either sooner or later. And usually with the moon, it's very early in life, and they usually don't have any memory of it.
The transit was early, and the transit actually, I can tell, because I know when the event occurred or when the time period, and it actually was when Pluto was squaring.
Yep.
That stellium and opposing that moon. So, yeah, it's just, you know, just right on, dead on for what you're saying. I can give a practical example right there.
That's great. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I just want to tell you in the chat room, because I know, you know, it's you're the guest, so it's a little distracting for you, but I want to tell you a lot of feedback coming from this chat room relating, giving examples of their own, you know, Mars to Uranus car accidents. Issues with siblings, but really crises, traumas, Pluto.
Right.
So I just want to tell you it's being validated from the chat room as well.
Okay, that's great. So I think you need a break, right, Deborah? Or
we can take a break right now, and we will be back in just a couple of minutes to continue on this fascinating subject.
In astrology, the sun and moon represent the masculine and feminine principles, while Aries and Libra represent the axis of relationships. Tune in when Chris Fleischer and his Aries sun go head-to-head with Deborah Clement and her Libra moon about a subject near and dear to everyone's heart. Relationships. Will the Ram run roughshod over a wiltering Libra moon? Or will the moon's sweet powers of persuasion stop the Aries beast in his tracks? To find out, tune in to a very special presentation of He Says, She Says Astrology with Chris Fleischer and Deborah Clement on Turning of the Wheel, Saturday, February 26th at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on Contact Talk Radio.
Why
Why should you have an astrology reading with Deborah Clement? Because in times of uncertainty and change, astrology is a valuable tool that can help you gain perspective and a better understanding of your situation. You've heard how much information she gives during her on-the-spot readings. Imagine how much more she can share when she's studied your chart beforehand. Your horoscope is a precious resource that contains abundant insight into all areas of your life and offers guidance about your future, but you can't benefit from it unless you're aware of it. Let Deborah's astrological expertise reveal what you need to know about your talents, challenges, relationships, life purpose, and the cycles that'll be affecting your future. Contact her today at Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at anchoredinastrology.com to schedule your reading and start reaping the rewards that your horoscope offers.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Whether it's relationships, career, or overall concerns for the future, an astrological reading with Deborah Clement will raise your awareness and shed light into areas of your life that have great potential but are now lying unfulfilled. By exploring your horoscope with Deborah, she can help you build upon your strengths, overcome challenges, and expand your talents. Deborah offers readings by telephone as well as in person, and all readings are recorded on a CD and provided to you at no extra charge, not even postage. For more information or to schedule a reading, you can email Deborah at debra@anchoredinastrology.com, or better yet, pick up the phone and call her directly. 516-319-5639. That's 516-319-5639. Your personal horoscope offers insight and guidance into your life. Only you can make the decision to benefit from it. Do it today and enrich your life.
This is Anchored in Astrology. I am Deborah Clement. I'm speaking with medical astrologer Eileen Nauman. And so, Eileen, I do want to ask you, you've been speaking about the planets. What role, if any, do the houses in the chart play?
They play a very important part. And basically, you're going to find some of these usual suspects that I just talked about with the hard aspects in either the fourth house, the eighth, or the 12th. Now, the fourth house, as most people know, is your home. If you want to find out the demeanor of your home life, all you have to do is look at the sign that's on the fourth house cusp and then find the planet that was ruled, that rules that particular sign, and then look at that planet and see if it's got hard aspects to it. If it does, well, guess what? You've got home abuse, whether you remember it or not, or whether you want to admit it or not. When you find planets in the eighth house is about the people who have power over you. Okay, or who abuse their power or disempower you. And so this is where we get a lot of sexual incest. We get people who are angry, and so they go rape a woman because they're pissed off at all of the female human race or at their mother or for whatever reason. But those things come out of the eighth house, which is Scorpio's house. And then we have the 12th house, which is where all the family secrets are at. And all of the unconscious memories that we do not remember are abuse or are ourselves being attacked or having violence done against us in any way, shape, or form. It's hidden in the 12th house. And, of course, the 12th house, you know, and the 4th and the 8th are our water houses. You know, we have Cancer, we have Scorpio, and we have Pisces. And so one of the most virulent places where you can get this type of planetary placement is the 12th house, because you have no conscious memory of what happened. And there's people who go their whole life and they never have the memory, but their entire body and all of their symptoms just broadcast on a daily basis that they have been violated and they have had abuse of some sort that has totally traumatized them. So those are the houses. And what I'd like to do now, Deborah, is get into some of the stressors that can put us into this PTSD mode.
Okay, let's talk about some of the ways people experience trauma.
All right, so I talked a little bit about, you know, you can be in an automobile crash, you can be in a train wreck, you can be in an airplane crash, but also there are things like living through an earthquake, or you see a plane crash. Now, this is a very interesting thing. You know, these children, I hate TV for a lot of reasons. One of them being that is if you have a child, a young child, and they have this Neptune and they're more sensitized than normal, they can watch a violent something on TV, and it can absolutely impact them, and it can impact them forever. This is why I'm not a great believer in television with young children. They do need to be protected. They don't need to see this horrendous stuff, and this is the reason why. Also, you can live through a flood. You know, you could have had your house flooded out, or you could have experienced a tornado going through your area, or you could have survived a hurricane, or you could have been somewhere where there was some sort of an explosion. For instance, these propane gas explosions that are occurring around the United States right now, those people that were there when those gas pipes blew, they all have PTSD. The only question is do they have it acutely, which means it's going to resolve itself over weeks and months' time, or did they get nailed and it's chronic and it's there forever unless we do something to change it? So another great example of PTSD is when we had the World Trade Towers and the Pentagon attacks. I don't know if this nation really understands it, but everybody who watched that got traumatized by it. It's like it's a stain on our collective memory, the collective soul of this country. And there are people, because of the Neptune aspect, because they're far more open and impressionable and vulnerable, they watched that, and they caught the trauma aspect of it far more deeply than other people. So some of the other things, people who are in certain careers, such as the police, the firefighters, the paramedics, the ambulance attendants, people who are in the military, all of these people have a great and high likelihood of having PTSD. It's just simply a matter of, you know, if how bad it's going to be, not if. The other thing is if you live in a war zone neighborhood, think about some of these neighborhoods in these inner cities. Again, they're traumatized. People such as in Yugoslavia, which has now been carved into several fire zones several years ago, you know, there's all those people are traumatized. People that live in Israel, every one of them has PTSD. They can't not have it because they live under a continual threat of somebody wants to kill them and eradicate them and get them off the face of the earth. And when you live in that kind of an environment, you get so used to it, you don't realize that you do have PTSD. But your body does, and it's going to come out and show it in many different forms. So basically, you don't have to be in a war zone per se. But you know what? Your family, growing up, that first 18 years, can literally be a war zone. But when you grow up in it, you don't know anything different. You don't see that there's something wrong here because you don't know that something's wrong because you've never had anything else to equate it with or to compare it with outside of your family. So these are just some of the ways that we get PTSD.
What are, if I can afford, some of the symptoms?
Okay, let's get into the symptoms. I'm going to go through these A through Z. First of all, the abdomen. People with high cortisol can have weight gain, and there's a lot of fat that gathers in the abdominal area, and this is what we call the apple type of body. And when the fat goes to the abdomen, okay, it's the last to ever be lost if you're going to be doing dieting. And if you stop and think about it, fat in a metaphorical sense or a symbolic sense, if you are fat, you have put up literally a wall against the threats that you're unconsciously feeling every day that you live. And so fat is one way of protecting ourselves. So when I see someone who is overweight, I know for a fact that they have had trauma and that they are unconsciously protecting themselves. But they don't know that. Another is addictions, and these are drugs, and they can be over-the-counter. They can be recreational drugs. And also addictions like sex addiction, food addiction, you name the addiction, this is all part of the high cortisol picture. Allergies to certain foods or allergy, you know, or food intolerance. For instance, people who eat wheat, they can get chronic gastrointestinal symptoms such as diarrhea. And so, or you can just have an allergy, for instance, to a pollen that comes a certain time of year. You can have pet hair allergies. It doesn't matter the allergy. An allergy is a red flag that you have high cortisol. And that's where you need to start looking to get the help. Another one, this is a huge one, and I have a personal story on this one, is anxiety. Anybody who's been traumatized and or has PTSD has anxiety. Several years ago when I went to Dr. Maya Brownsberger, who's a functional medicine doctor in Flagstaff, she asked me, she said, do you have anxiety? And I looked at her and I said, no, I'm the least anxious person you'd ever see. Well, the long and short of this was is that after I got my test results back and she told me that she had never seen such awful high cortisol lab results in her life, knowing that she's been practicing this for 15 years made me feel really good. And she wasn't even sure that giving me the Seraphos, which we'll talk about later, right, to stop and plug the cortisol receptors so that it could bring the cortisol back down to normal levels would even work. And so she put me on a 30-day routine, which is normal for this type. And the amazing thing was is that 3 days after I started taking the Seraphos, all of a sudden I felt peace for the first time in my life inside myself. And by the fourth day, I went, oh, my God, I had anxiety, but I didn't even know it. And so when I went back and saw her, I was laughing. I said, hey, I said, I had a high anxiety state, but I didn't know it. And she looked at me and she says, right. She says, because she said, your PTSD started when you were so young, when you were a baby. She said, your brain hasn't given up that information of what happened to you. So she said, you have lived with it all your life, and you didn't know anything different. You didn't know you were anxious, but you were. And she says, now you can see the difference. So the anxiety, being on edge, the hypervigilance. For instance, before I had taken the Seraphos, I always told my husband when I first married him, don't ever walk up behind me because I will jump out of my body and I'll jump 6 feet and scream. And so, you know, he knew that. He never did it. But I would basically position myself in a cafe or a restaurant so that my back was to the wall so nobody could come up behind me. That's hypervigilance. Okay. And so anxiety is a huge one. Bone loss. I lost 1.5 inches of my height because of high cortisol. I used to be 5'9", and now I'm about 5'7.5", because of bone loss. That's another thing. High cortisol eats away literally at your skeleton, your frame, your bones. Another one is bowels, constipation, or diarrhea. Another one is more emotional and psychic. You are critical of yourself. You're blaming yourself for your mistakes. There's low self-esteem all over the place. Another high sign of high cortisol is depression. And this depression comes and goes. It doesn't have to be there all the time. And the depression can be triggered, as you had said about your friend, about a heat, okay, in that case. Or it could be light, or it could be a sound, or it could be a certain time of year when the violence happened to you, that's when you're going to get the depression. Also, digestion is impaired. The gut can't absorb the nutrition. You may be diagnosed with acute gastritis, with heartburn, with ulcers. And I'm here to tell you that that can all be fixed if we get your cortisol down. Also, dreaming. You no longer dream. Or if you do dream, you don't remember what you dream. Or you dream about, if you have conscious awareness of the violence done against you, you will continue to dream that all the time because the body's trying to discharge it and get it out. Another huge high cortisol symptom is energy lag. This occurs between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. every day. And those who have this going down time, it's called the postprandial dip in biology, you tend to go for pick-me-ups. You go grab a soda or you grab coffee or you grab
candy
tea
bars,
because you're trying to get that energy back. Also, people who do extreme exercising, these people who jog all the time or they're into heavy weight lifting, or if they will tell you that if they do not do their exercise, they're irritable, and they're angry, and they're jumpy, and they're hard to get along with. So people who have high cortisol are always trying to do physical things to take the edge off. Also, healing, if you've cut yourself, the healing is slowed down and there's slow regeneration on that cut or whatever it happens to be. Another one is hyperinsulinism. This is where your body makes fat cells. Anytime you take in and eat a carbohydrate in a body that does not have high cortisol, it takes in the carbohydrate, turns it into sugar, and the sugar equals your energy. And someone who has high cortisol, you eat a carbohydrate, and you are going to have it put into a fat cell, which means you're going to get fat, or you're going to have to diet, or you're always going the yo-yo route. Hypoglycemia is another red flag for high cortisol. Also, the immune system is compromised a little or a lot, and this can mean that you're always catching every cold and every flu that comes along. If you're doing that, you have high cortisol. Another big red flag for high cortisol is irritability. And you get irritated over things that you shouldn't get irritated about in the first place. And there's a lot of rage. There's a lot of anger. And you can be driving a car, and because the person is driving too slow in front of you, you are in a dither. You are just like, get this person out of my way. That's abnormal. That's high cortisol speaking through you. And believe me, our hormones do run us. So you can also have aching joints. Mentally, you get forgetful. And a lot of times, somebody will say, oh, you have Alzheimer's. Well, no, you don't have Alzheimer's. You just have high cortisol. And so if we can just do that, if we can just get you on the Serafos through a functional medicine doctor overseeing your program, you'll get your mind back. You'll get your memory back. I know I got mine back. It was an amazing thing. So anyway, the muscles in your body, you lose muscle mass or you're not able to maintain muscle mass. And that means that if you're working out 3 days a week, you know, your muscles should be building and even developing even more. But with high cortisol, they don't. And so you're working out twice as hard to try and maintain muscle mass as anybody else. There's also a negative outlook on life. There's this negative voice inside your head that's always telling you, you know, it's the inner critic and you cannot tolerate loud noises of any type. You can't handle going into a restaurant that's noisy or that there's a loud music playing. You'll just turn around and walk out. You can't also handle a lot of street noise or city noise. So you find people with high cortisol either barricade themselves in their apartment and they don't go out very much, or they're living in rural areas because they simply cannot handle the noise pollution that comes with the cities. Odors. huge red flag. I have so many of my clients who have told me that they go into a department store and the first thing you run into is the perfume counter, mm-hmm. and they get an actual headache out of it. I mean, or they start sneezing. And this is a huge red flag for high cortisol. They can't handle any odors. Also, their sex drive is decreased or non-existent, and the weight gain is always there. So those basically are the high cortisol symptoms.
And, you know, I just wanted to clarify, the trauma comes first, and then the cortisol is part of the body's reaction?
Yeah. Now, okay. What happens is that we as a human being perceive a threat, and the first thing that happens is our adrenals shoot the cortisol into our bloodstream to put us on a heightened alert that there's a situation in front of us that we're not sure about. And then if we see that we're going to get killed or, you know, there's some terrible thing that's going to happen to us, then the adrenaline shoots out. And what happens is that the cortisol, especially in, let's just talk about childhood abuse that you may or may not remember. If you live in an environment where there is always a threat, and usually it's the father, not the mother, but sometimes it is the mother, but I'm just going to say he in this case because the majority of abuse comes through the male in the house.
It is.
It can be the father, it could be the uncle, it could be a brother, you know, who knows, but it is usually male-dominated. But I don't want to take away that there are some women who do it too. But if you live, just consider this. If you have been, let's say, sexually incested as a two-year-old, you're not going to have any memory of that, but yet your father did it to you, and yet you have to spend the next 16 of your years of your life living in that environment. Your body is on high alert all the time for the fear that it's going to happen again. And whether it does or doesn't matter. It simply is that the trauma was so violent and that the cortisol is going to stay in your bloodstream to keep you alert so that nobody can jump you again and nobody can do this to you again. And that's where we get the high cortisol symptoms. This is chronic. And in most cases, that people who, let's say, go through an auto accident or something like that, the cortisol will go down, will you know, it'll go back down to its normal levels within a couple of weeks or a month. But as I said, with the Neptunian people, the ones who are super sensitive and super psychic and really open and really vulnerable to the energies of this world, they get hit and the cortisol stays up. They don't do an acute trauma. They go straight to chronic. So that's what the cortisol does. It keeps us on high alert, and there are stages. There's cortisol stages, and I'd like to talk about those. Do we have just a minute or not?
We certainly do.
Okay. The first stage of high cortisol is where the person feels threatened in some way. And, again, it can be the trauma itself. It can be heat. It can be cold. It can be a chemical irritation. It can be infection. It can be a stress. It can be violence. Whatever it is, the endocrine system is going to kick off and release that cortisone into the bloodstream. And what happens when cortisol does that, our heart starts beating faster, our blood pressure rises, and our pupils dilate. And this is the what we call the reaction stage to the threat. And this is normal. And in most people, it goes back down within a few hours or a few days or a few weeks, depending upon the severity of the trauma that they witnessed or that they went through. Now, the second stage, and for those where this does not, where the cortisol does not go down, then they go into what we call the adaption stage. And this is the stage where we are living beneath the chronic, unrelieved stress of having high cortisol in our bloodstream all the time. And the stress may continue to get triggered through your job, through your spouse, through caregiving. And again, the stress is defined by you. And the worst case scenario, as I said before, is to have a dysfunctional childhood where you are literally imprisoned. You are a prisoner of war in your childhood for 18 years. And so the adrenal glands, have enlarged. They increase the quantities of the cortical hormones. And you get so used to living with it that you don't realize that you are in this high-stress, hypervigilant mode. You have no idea because we get used to being and feeling that way. We think that that is normal. So that's stage two. The last stage is the exhaustion stage, and this is where what I call the cascade effect of the symptoms occur. And what this means is that the body's reserves have been under attack for years or decades, and there's going to be a loss of nutrition. There's going to be no resilience to chronic stress, and it depletes our minerals and our nutrition in our body. There can be physical collapse, and you can also suffer from, quote-unquote, an emotional breakdown. You can become very dysfunctional, or you can, you know, at the end, your organs or a body system failure or a heart attack or a stroke may occur. And the emotional nightmare world of the high cortisol person that they're trapped within, if they go to a psychiatrist, the first thing a psychiatrist is going to do is give you mood-altering drugs, which usually exacerbates the problem, does not heal it, and because we have to get back to the root cause. We have to get that high cortisol brought down to normal levels. And the great news here is that we can do it. This is available to us now. No one any longer needs to be in either stage two of adaption or stage three of exhaustion. We can cure it, and that's the best news that we could ever have on this stuff.
And that we're going to actually go into detail after our next break. But before we break, I want to remind everyone, because I don't think I announced it, but Eileen's website is www.medicinegarden.com. She has a series of four posts of blogs on the website. Really fascinating, very detailed information, more so than going on to, of course, during we have the time for the show. I am going to be posting links to each one of these blogs along on my Facebook page, the Anchored in Astrology page, when I post the link to this show a little bit later today. So I just want to let everyone know they can be able to check out those articles and get some more information as well. We will be back in just a couple of minutes with more Anchored in Astrology.
Thank you.
astrology, the sun and moon represent the masculine and feminine principles, while Aries and Libra represent the axis of relationships. Tune in when Chris Fleischer and his Aries sun go head-to-head with Deborah Clement and her Libra moon about a subject near and dear to everyone's heart. Relationships. Will the Ram run roughshod over a wiltering Libra moon? Or will the moon's sweet powers of persuasion stop the Aries beast in his tracks? To find out, tune in to a very special presentation of He Says, She Says Astrology with Chris Fleischer and Deborah Clement on Turning of the Wheel, Saturday, February 26th at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on Contact Talk Radio. Why should you have an astrology reading with Deborah Clement? Because in times of uncertainty and change, astrology is a valuable tool that can help you gain perspective and a better understanding of your situation. You've heard how much information she gives during her on-the-spot readings. Imagine how much more she can share when she's studied your chart beforehand. Your horoscope is a precious resource that contains abundant insight into all areas of your life and offers guidance about your future. But you can't benefit from it unless you're aware of it. Let Deborah's astrological expertise reveal what you need to know about your talents, challenges, relationships, life purpose, and the cycles that'll be affecting your future. Contact her today at Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at anchoredinastrology.com to schedule your reading and start reaping the rewards that your horoscope offers.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Whether it's relationships, career, or overall concerns for the future, an astrological reading with Deborah Clement will raise your awareness and shed light into areas of your life that have great potential but are now lying unfulfilled. By exploring your horoscope with Deborah, she can help you build upon your strengths, overcome challenges, and expand your talents. Deborah offers readings by telephone as well as in person, and all readings are recorded on a CD and provided to you at no extra charge, not even postage. For more information or to schedule a reading, you can email Deborah at D-E-B-R-A at anchoredinastrology.com, or better yet, pick up the phone and call her directly. 516-319-5639. That's 516-319-5639. Your personal horoscope offers insight and guidance into your life. Only you can make the decision to benefit from it. Do it today and enrich your life.
In astrology, I'm Deborah Clement. My guest is Eileen Nauman. We've been talking about trauma and shock, and how to heal it. And that's the part we're getting to right now. And Eileen is going to talk about how to cure it and the whole cortisol connection. So, Eileen, take it away.
Okay, thank you. Strap in. Okay. Now, this is also in the URLs that you're going to be putting on your website and also are at my website. But the first thing that people want to do, if you got a paper and pencil, is you need to get to what they call a functional medicine specialist. A functional medicine specialist is a new branch within traditional medicine, and it's been around for about 20 years. And these are the medical doctors who I strongly recommend that you go to a medical doctor, although there are naturopaths who do also the same thing. Sometimes we can get into some pretty tricky hormonal and chemical imbalances, and that's why I like a medical doctor looking at it instead. That's my personal opinion. But either one, the functional medicine specialist, you can go to a website, and they have a directory of functional medicine specialists here in the United States, both medical doctors as well as naturopaths. And so you want to go to www.functionalmedicine.org, and that's where you begin. When I first wrote these blogs a couple of years ago, I had a real angst about putting out information on Sarah Foss and what happened in my case, because I was afraid that people would bypass the functional medicine specialist and just go out and buy the Sarah Foss and try to self-diagnose and self-heal themselves. And since this has happened, I've had two or three people have come back who have told me that, well, they just went out and they bought the Sarah Foss. And it's like, no, you can't do that, because you can screw yourself so badly, and you can screw up the cortisol hormone in your body forever. So you do not want to do this. And I don't care if you have to save your pennies for the next 6 months to get to a functional medicine specialist, that's where you need to go. Because the remedy, the cure for high cortisol is Sarah Foss, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. But you absolutely need the eyes and ears and attention of a medical doctor on this. Do not self-cure, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to hear from you if you've done it, because you've been warned. And we'll get into that more later. So anyway, you need to get to a functional medicine specialist. And when you get to one, it's in their directory on their website. Call them up and find out if they have a saliva test. It's called DiagnosTech. And that's DiagnoS hyphen TECHS. This is a $99 saliva test that is going to change your life. And these functional medicine specialists have this saliva test. And so you want to go in and you want to get that saliva test. And you want to get it taken. And again, it's only $99. I don't know what your doctor is going to charge you for the visit, but you know what? You're worth it. Save the money. Get your butt there, because you can have an entire new life. I promise you that, if you'll just follow these little step-by-step. So anyway, the next thing, and I want to switch over to my own path in this, is that I went up and I saw Dr. Maya Brownsberger in Flagstaff. She is a functional medicine specialist. She did give me the DiagnosTech saliva test. And when it came back, she told me that she had never seen one so bad. And I told her, I said, well, I said, I told you I had a really abusive 18 years. I said, now maybe you believe it. She says, oh, I believe it. But she says, I've never seen anything this bad. She says, I've seen a few that could sort of meet this. She says that were other functional medicine specialist patients. But she says, I've never seen one like this. And then she looked sort of glum, and she says, and I don't know if the Sarah Foss is going to work on you or not. And I said, well, what's Sarah Foss? And she said, Sarah Foss is basically what they call an ACTH dampening phosphorylated serin supplement. It's a mouthful that you don't have to understand. What you need to understand is that Sarah Foss has been created by this company, Interplexus, and Sarah Foss is sold through these functional medicine specialists. This is where you can get it. It costs $30. It's the best $30 you'll ever spend on yourself. And anyway, based upon my saliva test, she was showing me where my cortisol was up and out of the norm of what should be. Based upon those peaks, she would then, she prescribed the Sarah Foss to me. I would take one capsule at 11 a.m., I would take another one at 4 p.m., and then I would take one at bedtime, because that was when my cortisol was out of the norm. And this is why people have to get this test, and they have to be under a doctor's care, because the doctor reads the test to tell you when you need to take this Sarah Foss. If you take this Sarah Foss without a doctor's help and direction, what's going to happen is if you already have cortisol that's in the norm and you take it at the wrong time, it's going to drop it into low cortisol. And you really don't want to go there, because it'll stay there forever. So this is why it's so important to do this. So anyway, back to the Sarah Foss. Its function, when you take these capsules at specific times of day or night, whenever your doctor prescribes it, it plugs the cortisol receptors so they can't keep firing off and keep sending this cortisol into your bloodstream, which keeps you into this high cortisol state of hypervigilance and anxiety and the whole rest of the symptoms that I just talked about that goes along with it. After 3 days, I took it for 3 days, and I didn't notice any change except that, gosh, my sleep got better. And by the way, insomnia is one of the big a red flag for high cortisol. You can't sleep at night. And the reason is that whatever was done to you was done at night. And so your body is going to be really vigilant, and it's going to stay wide awake at night to make sure that you don't get nailed or attacked or assaulted again. And this is what it's really all about. So the first time that I took the Seraphos, the three capsules, that night I had the first night's sleep that I could remember that was deep, and it was 8 hours, and I didn't wake up because I always woke up 3 to 5 times a night because I'm on guard unconsciously. So anyway, after 3 days of taking this, the most amazing thing happened. All of a sudden, I felt peace within myself. I didn't know what peace was. I didn't know what calmness was. I didn't know what quiet was. I didn't know what it felt like to be in tune with everything around me without this noise of the high cortisol. And it just gobsmacked me. And so that was when, and you know, after 30 days, I went back and I saw my doctor, and I told her everything that happened. And so she said, that's great. This is what should happen. And she was so happy, and I was happy. I was crying because it was like I got released from prison after 63 years of living with this. And so what happened next was is that in 2 more months, I only took the Seraphos, I think, for about 6 weeks, which is unusual. Usually they have you do it for 30 days, and that's it. But I was the worst-case scenario, so I got 2 extra weeks on it.
You overachiever, you.
Pardon?
You overachiever, you.
Yeah, right. Well, I have a Mars-Pluto conjunction in the 12th house in Leo. What can I say? So anyway, when I went back for the second test, which there is a blog on this. This is blog number 4, which people can read after the fact. I took the saliva test again, and my high cortisol is so far down, it's not even funny. Some of it's still out, but, geez, I have my life back. And so at that point, you know, Maya said, you're cured, go home. She said, now, she warned me. She said, now, if you get into another high-stress situation, she said, where, you know, there's trauma, she said, you may have to go back on the Seraphos for about 2 weeks. And she says, and it'll bring it right back down to normal where it needs to be. And it's been about 3 years since I've taken my first dose of Seraphos. I've only had to take it one time for 2 weeks, and I noticed the immediate difference, and it stayed down. So because we're more susceptible to trauma because we've gone through it and our body overreacts to it. So we may need the Seraphos at another time, but then we go back to the doctor and talk it over, and then they'll give you your marching orders on it. So that's basically how to cure this, which is phenomenal. You don't have to live with this the rest of your life.
It is phenomenal because I was expecting to hear that, you know, you stay on the Seraphos, like, I don't say kind of your whole life, but...
No, it's a $30 bottle, 30 days, that's it. And
the key
and
is
like
taking
I said,
it under
I felt,
doctor supervision and at the right time.
That's right. Yeah, you got to have that doctor in there. Got to. People, please don't do this alone.
No self-diagnosing, no self-treating.
No, because you can screw up your cortisol so that it goes low, and then you're in for another bunch of symptoms which you can't fix. So, you know, you've got to go to the doctor on this. You have to have it. It's a teamwork kind of thing.
Fascinating. Fabulous, but fascinating.
Yep.
Eileen, this is so great. And I want to again mention Eileen's website, www.medicinegarden.com. There are also other articles there on her blog that are interesting besides this one, so please check them out. And I just want to remind everyone, later in today, I will be posting the link to the show, and I'm going to be posting the direct links to all 4 of the blogs. You should read them in order, right, Eileen?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, start with 1, go to 2, go to 3. This is the show and tell. This is what we've talked about here on the radio today. And after you've read those 3, then go to 4, because the 4 is the one after I took the Seraphos for 30 days, and the lab tests are there to prove that it really worked.
It's incredible. It's really incredible. The chat room, I just want to tell you, thanks you. Many of them are saying they're going to definitely check this out because they related to many of the symptoms.
Good.
And it's certainly incredible. And quite honestly, when the expense is well, whatever it is well worth it to have a new life. I mean, you really can't put a price on that.
Well, you know, $99 for the saliva test, you pay the doctor for his or her time, and $30 for the Seraphos. It's the cheapest in the world, and it will give you back your life in a way that you could not begin to imagine. You are free. You are out of your prison, your cortisol, your high cortisol prison, once and for all.
No, and it's done. And when we think of what we spend on other things like haircuts and, you know, manicures and things that are transient, this is well worth the investment.
Yeah, and that's what I tell people. I say, save your pennies, you know, or get a loan from your brother or your sister or your parents. Do anything you have to do to get well, because you can. And once you get well that way, the whole energy shifts and your whole world changes and so many doors open up to you that were closed before.
Okay, I'm getting the signal here to wrap this up for my producer. So, Eileen, thank you so much for joining us and with this really very informative show, to say the least. And everyone, until next week, may Jupiter's blessings be your constant companion.
You have been listening to Anchored in Astrology with me, your host, Deborah Clement. If you have a question about your horoscope that you would like answered on the air, I invite you to call me during the show at 877-230-3062 or email me at Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at anchoredinastrology.com. For information about private readings, please visit my website or call me direct at 516-319-5639.